London. London's history. London was founded by the Romans around AD 43. Credit for its foundation was given to the Roman general Aulus Plautius. Plautius bridged the Thames, started the town, and in a few years it was a great trading centre. It continued to be an important town for the next 1,000 years and, after the Norman conquest, it became the capital of England. In 1066, William the Conqueror arrived in the town, fresh from his victory at the Battle of Hastings. By now, the city of Westminster was developing to the west of the city of London. Edward the Confessor built his palace there and established Westminster Abbey. The first mayor of London was elected in 1193, but for more than 1,000 years before that, London had been a place of some importance. The Romans, the Saxons, and the Danes settled there, and after them came the Normans, who brought stability to the country. By 1616, London was a busy capital city with its old St. Paul's and old London Bridge with the houses and shops built on the bridge itself. Shakespeare's Globe Theatre was opened soon after. London survived the plague, also called the Black Death, which killed nearly 100,000 people, and the Great Fire which followed. Only 4 people were killed, but 13,000 houses were destroyed. Little damage occurred during World War I, but World War II brought tremendous destruction. Many buildings of great historic value were laid in ruins. Today, the face of London is changed, also due to new architects, among them Richard Rogers, or the famous Czech architect living in London, Jan Kaplitsky. The City of London and the City of Westminster. London is historically, and indeed politically even today, 2 cities. The city is the old walled part, now a financial and business centre, and Westminster is the part with Parliament and West End shopping. The city covers an area of approximately 677 acres. It is an independent entity with its own Lord Mayor. This is the original Londinium, contained within its Roman walls. From the time of the Great Fire in 1666, the city has changed to an important commercial centre. The Tower of London. For nearly 1,000 years, history has been made there. William the Conqueror began the White Tower in 1078, and other buildings were built until the 19th century. The tower has been put to many uses. It has been a royal residence, zoo, royal mint, and most recently a museum that houses the National Collection of Armour and the Crown Jewels. It has perhaps been best known as a prison. Heroes and traitors from centuries of British history were incarcerated within its walls. Yeoman warders, or beefeaters, who still wear the Tudor uniforms, give guided tours of the tower. Each night, the ceremony of the keys takes place. The gates are locked, the last post is sounded, and the keys are passed to the resident governor. From then on, no one can enter the tower without the password. The Tower Bridge. The Tower Bridge was erected between 1886 and 1894 and is the best known and most distinctive of all the bridges spanning the Thames. It was designed by Sir Horace Jones and Sir John Wolfe Barry, and its twin bascules can be raised to allow tall ships to pass. St. Paul's Cathedral. St. Paul's Cathedral is the seat of the Bishop of London. It stands at the top of Ludgate Hill, on the site of former Saxon and Norman churches, which were destroyed by the Great Fire. The present building was completed in 1710 as the masterpiece of Sir Christopher Wren. The famous dome is the largest church dome in the world after St. Peter's in Rome. The Whispering Gallery runs around the inside of the dome. It derives its name from the fact that words whispered against the wall on one side can be heard near the wall on the opposite side, 107 feet away in a straight line. The surface of the inner dome is decorated with paintings by Sir James Thornhill, depicting scenes in the life of St. Paul. Among the many people buried in St. Paul's Cathedral are Horatio Nelson, the Duke of Wellington, and Sir Christopher Wren himself. St. Paul's was also the setting in 1981 for the marriage of the Prince and Princess of Wales, the Bank of England, and the Royal Exchange. The Bank of England was founded in 1694 and rebuilt in the 1930s, but retains its former protective wall. The present building of the Royal Exchange, in front of which is an equestrian statue of Wellington, was opened by Queen Victoria in 1844. The City of Westminster. Westminster is a part of London that covers an area of approximately 4 square miles. This is the centre of the administration, with Parliament and government offices. Old Westminster runs into the modern West End, the shopping centre of Britain, and also with many restaurants, nightclubs, cinemas, theatres and hotels. Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament. The Houses of Parliament were built between 1840 and 1860 to replace the old palace destroyed by a fire. London's Big Ben is not the tower, but the bell in the tower, that forms part of the Houses of Parliament. Originally called the Palace of Westminster, there was a royal palace here in the Middle Ages. Henry VIII gave it over to the government. A fire almost completely destroyed the old palace in 1834. The present building was built in the distinctive Victorian Gothic style between 1840 and 1860 by Sir Charles Barry and A.W. Puggin. The Great Bell is named after the first commissioner of Worth Hall. Also in the clock tower is a prison cell for MPs who transgress against parliamentary privilege. This cell was last used in 1880 for this purpose. Westminster Abbey. A Gothic cathedral dating from the 11th century, though it was rebuilt by Henry III in 1245. It is the burial place of kings and the site of modern coronations. The Gothic church was founded by Edward the Confessor in the 11th century. All coronations have taken place here since William the Conqueror. Most British monarchs from Henry III to George II are buried here. In the cathedral is Poets' Corner, where many of the finest British poets are buried, and the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace has been the home of the monarch since Queen Victoria. It was originally built in 1703 for the Duke of Buckingham, hence its name. It was later remodelled by Nash for George IV. The crowds gather for the daily changing of the guard at 11:30 a.m. in the summer. There is another guard change at Horse Guards at 11 a.m. in Whitehall. Downing Street. Number 10 has been the home of British Prime Ministers since 1732. George II offered the house to Sir Robert Walpole at that time, and it has remained in the family since. Trafalgar Square. The square, Nelson's Column stretching 185 feet into the sky, Landseer's lions feeding the pigeons jumping in the fountains, are all part of the British way of life. Trafalgar Square, London's most famous, was laid out in 1829 to 1841 to commemorate Nelson's victory at the Battle of the same name in 1805. Dominating the square on a column that is 185 feet high is a 17-foot-high statue of Nelson himself. Around the sides are the Church of St. Martin in the Fields and the National Gallery, which houses one of the world's richest collections of paintings.